Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
We've had 35 resurrections of the dead. The closer they are to freshly dead, the easier they are to resurrect.
So I see this giant angel and I asked him his name. It's a financial company. And I realized this angel is here for our finances.
And that's a true literal story, by the way.
These people are charlatans. And it's about time we draw a line in the sand and stop fraternizing with the wolves.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Well, this ought to be good. Or it ought to be a disaster. One of the two.
Hey, how you doing? Great program.
I really liked it.
Well, actually, I was just wondering.
You be the host.
Hello.
Hello, this is Wretched Radio. Did that get intense for anybody else? Stop all the ringing and the dinging. I've got misophonia. Prepare now for your new host, Jimmy.
Yeah, okay.
Right before the program began, said, I've articulated 10 things, 10, what are you calling them? 10 dealy bobs.
Points, yes.
10 points about the Charlie Kirk assassination and the memorial service, which, Jimmy, what was your take on, if you had to give the memorial service a grade from a Christian standpoint, what would you give it?
I would give it an A.
What? Not even an A minus.
Maybe an A.
But worth rejoicing in.
Absolutely. Christ was exalted for over 4 hours.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Jimmy. Okay. Just before you get to being the host of the program and taking over the show.
You're fired. Not ready yet.
Just lay down on my couch for a moment.
Okay.
And I want to get into your heart.
Okay.
Did you start to watch the Kirk Memorial and kind of with more of a critical attitude than just I'm kind of looking at this like a football game? Did you have your Berean guard up?
Oh, for sure.
See, I did too. And it took me a little bit to put my guard down and actually start going, this is quite astounding. This is not something that we've seen, I don't think, ever before. A 4-hour church service, basically, with some politics sprinkled in there. But Jesus was extolled, and not a little, but in detail.
Yeah.
So I was, but even when it was done, I was like, okay, I don't want to look like I've become an ecumenist, because I think we said this yesterday, and we're putting it into a YouTube video. I do think that there are some things that we need to be mindful of. It was ecumenical. It was sharing a platform with people of different religious perspectives on Christianity, Roman Catholic, Protestant, evangelical, etc. I think you had the political stuff in there. So but it was like, I think that we should have been kind of happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't think Jesus was sanitized at all.
No, and or caricatured or misdefined or represented in any way. I agree with you. Now, here's a question, though, that, boy, why didn't I think of this before? Should we not, if we are seeing, Jimmy, you called it the Charlie effect?
Yeah, well, that I'm not calling it that. That's what the, you know,
that's
sweeping
what the
across.
Social, yeah, yeah. There's an effect of Charlie. Okay, so we can watch that effect or we could participate in it. Mm-hmm. What might you be able to do to contribute to the Charlie effect? And I got one thing off the top of my noggin. If you've always struggled to find the segue in, here's your segue to the gospel. Hey, did you watch the Charlie Kirk Memorial? What did you think about it? What did you think about all that talk about Jesus Christ? Boom, you're there and you could be doing something. Now, we're going to be going to the campus. Actually, we're going to be on the campus tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be with Greg Giffer tonight at UNG, 6:30, Hoag, H-O-A-G, auditorium, with students talking about this stuff. And of course, we're going to be preaching the gospel. Of course, we're, because that's ultimately what we want for everybody. But that's what we're going to be doing. So I would ask, what might you be able to do to, let's just say, take advantage of what they're calling the Charlie effect? Now, to that end, Jimmy, you told me that you have created 10 points, 10 what? Observations, comments.
Because of this Charlie effect that is obviously sweeping social media, you know, there it's, so the effect is that we're going through a spiritual awakening right now because of this, you know, a revival in America. And I'm not discounting and saying that God's not doing something. I think he definitely is. He's always doing something. So I don't discount that at all. But my point and what I've been thinking is revival is just the spark. But reformation is what we need to be looking forward to. We can't just stop at revival. We've got to look at what happens, not just now, but next week, next month, next year.
Well, that's kind of similar to what I was just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I have a tendency to just, oh, here's what's on the screen. Here's my social media. That's it. Well, think in advance a little bit. I think it's always a helpful thing to do. And if we're seeing something of a national trend, and I think we are, I don't think that Charlie sparked it as much as it was kind of the kerosene to the spark that was already just, it was playing around with becoming a flame. And I think the Charlie Kirk assassination just lit that match and the fuse and the explosion. But it was gurgling with people like Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson, an interest in the West about Christian things, right, wrong, or indifferent. So I saw that. And I should have been asking, okay, what next? Okay, so if this is happening, what could we be doing? You know who's good at that, Jimmy? Ray Comfort.
Yeah.
Ray Comfort. I'm actually amazed, and maybe it did happen. Ray will see something like that and go, wait, what? There's going to be 100,000 people. Mark Spence, we're going to need 100,000 gospel tracks in Arizona. That's just the way that I think that's a good thing, a good habit to develop. And you're saying, all right, we're potentially seeing revival. You're saying, don't stop there. It right. needs to lead to reformation.
That's exactly right. I mean, what happens when the shock wears off and all the emotions settle?
And it's going to be soon.
Yeah.
Because it's been 2 weeks, which is a considerable amount of time. Actually, it's longer than most of these events, which I think points again, this was a moment. This was a cultural moment. All right. So with that, you say, good for revival, mm-hmm. be thinking reformation.
That's right.
That's only 2 points.
No, that's...
Is that 1 point?
That's no points. That's the whole scope
you
of
mean
what...
we haven't even tackled a single point?
Not yet.
Oh, okay, great. So why don't you share one?
Yeah, here's the first point. I think we need to be looking at scripture over experience. Because that's what's happening when you're emotions get high in things like this. And we've got to be looking at what is sustainable. And the experience is not sustainable because you're only going to stay as
okay,
long as
I see. Now I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's not just rest on this cultural moment.
Right.
Of, we'll call it revival, if that's the right word, or something is going on. But don't keep pointing to Charlie. We need to point to scripture.
Right.
That's what your point is?
Yes.
Bible, be people of the book. Bible, Bible, Bible.
Right. Sola scriptura over sentiment.
Well, that I think is in alignment with what Peter warned about. Look out for the miracle. We got something better than miracles. We have the word of God. Mm-hmm. And so let's utilize what maybe is going on in people's hearts and minds, but point them to the Bible, because that's going to be the sustaining work right. of the Reformation. Did you AI these? That's pretty good stuff, Jimmy.
No, I didn't AI them.
All right, give me another one.
So the gospel clarity, we've got to be sharing the whole gospel over the cultural message.
Amen to that.
I mean, right now during this time, it's like the gospel can get reduced to the moral agenda or the political program. That's what we've been hearing, but it's got to be the entire gospel.
Have you been hearing to that? It's like a podcast radio show reeked. Rickety. Wretched. It was called Wretched.
No, I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Got to preach the whole gospel. That's why I was a little bit torn about the Charlie Kirk thing. Hmm. It's because I'm strident about it with myself, for starters, because I can even write out a gospel presentation for whatever purpose and realize, wait a second, I'm assuming something. I forgot to mention this. So I'm tough on myself in that regard. So when I'm watching people give the gospel, it's like, oh, well, I want to make sure that there's enough there somebody could actually get saved. And Jimmy, I would have to say that for the most part, there was actually enough there for people to be convicted mm-hmm. and for the Holy Spirit to do a lot of converting.
No, I definitely think so.
I mean, it wasn't, I mean, I was expecting all kinds of, you know, Charlie had a God-shaped hole in his heart. And when he was in fifth grade, he asked Jesus to come in. Stop knocking. I'll open the door for you. And in he went. Would you like to have your door opened? Would you like to have company? Would you like to have that hole filled? That's what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Got none of it.
None of it.
All right. Give me one more point.
We've got to look at church membership over at just
Amen.
Revival attendance.
Oh, pushing that. I think there were a number of times at the memorial, people were saying, hey, get yourself into a Bible teaching church. I think Erica said that, but if not, I think it was spoken.
Yeah.
Oh, she did that, I think, in her initial response, which, whew, there's a woman that apparently can carry a lot because that would be rough. And she said, get yourself into, and it wasn't just find a church. It was a Bible teaching church.
Correct.
And I think that's, Jimmy, that's really good. That's where the Reformation is going to take place, in the context of the local church. Well, if you'd like to continue to be amazed by our new host, Jimmy, next on Wretched Radio.
So we decided to run the gospel through a focus group, and they loved the part about love. Then came the notes. Sin? Well, it sounds a little bit harsh, so they suggested we call it personal brokenness. Hell? Well, that's a big negative. Maybe spiritual separation? Saying Jesus is the only way? Well, that's just intolerant. You have to make him one of many meaningful paths. And the call to repent and believe, that just raises a little bit of friction. How about like and subscribe? We thank them for their time and kept the message. If you're done rounding off the edges, Witness Wednesday here at Wretched Radio will help you share the real gospel, a holy God, real sin, a just wrath, a crucified and risen Savior, and a clear call to repent and believe. And we'll do it kindly, clearly, and without the sales pitch. It's Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio. You can listen to your heart's content at FortisPlus.org.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus, all of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number six for preparing students for the real world. All that, plus the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Is your marriage at a bit of a breaking point? The person you said vows to and promised to spend forever with, do they now feel like a stranger? The love and trust between you, has that been now replaced with bitterness and betrayal and even silence? Well, know that you're not alone. Marriages everywhere are falling apart. Introducing Transformed Season 4. Six brave couples opened their hearts as Dr. Lou Priolo guided them through infidelity and resentment, communication breakdowns, using biblical counseling that actually works. 13 honest, powerful episodes that show you exactly how God's Word changes everything. One new episode drops every week, and it's completely free at FortisPlus.org. Plus, you can get the free study guide and apply these life-changing principles to your own relationship. Whether you're marriage needs healing, or you just want to grow stronger together, this series, Transform Season 4, is for you. Streaming now at FortisPlus.org.
Know your church fathers. Clement of Rome lived from AD 30 to 100, was a student of the Apostle Peter, and served as the Bishop of Rome. He wrote a letter to the troubled church in Corinth, warning against envy and immorality. emphasizing humility and repentance. His letter continued to be read during worship services for 80 years. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
We need reformation, not just revival. See what I did here? You're talking about, yeah. This is Wretched Radio, kind of Southern Baptist-y of you. You got yourself some alliteration going on. There's got to be something else in your list of 10 observations from the Charlie Kirk, the assassination and the memorial, to keep this, the Charlie effect, if you will, going. So we need reformation, not revival. Right. You got to come up with another R, dude.
Oh, well.
Can you work repentance in?
It's probably.
Somehow. rebate? Refund. Reject. You need something. Because, you know, if it doesn't have the 3-hour thing, then it ain't. Well, it ain't Southern Baptist. All right, Jimmy, you say that we're thankful for the cultural conversation that is happening around Jesus Christ.
Right.
And I affirm that. And let me, if you will, press just a wee bit more on all of us. I know evangelism is a challenge. I know that. Some of us are more suited to it than others, but I don't know anyone, including Ray Comfort, including the Apostle Paul, who does not go out to witness to people with fear, much trembling, and lacking eloquency of speech. It is hard, but this might be about the easiest time. Mm. People are talking about it. Grab it. Run with it. And see where the Lord takes the conversation, because this could be the perfect time for you to start engaging in evangelism. So, Jimmy, you had... how many points have you given us? 7 or 8 now?
Three?
Oh, 3. Okay, so, wow, we have 7 more.
We do.
Exciting. All right, carry on.
So the next thing was we need to focus on the ordinary means of grace over the extraordinary events that happen.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yep, that's getting close to that. No, I think I'd file it underneath emotional manipulation at a lot of these so-called revivals that we're seeing mm-hmm. happening on campuses. They're very music-driven, very emotive, testimony-driven. And I love all of those elements, but it's got to be preaching-driven yeah. so that it's not just a manipulation to get somebody to emote their way into the kingdom and discover, oh, I don't have any fruit in keeping with repentance and I'm a rotten fish.
Right.
Which, by the way, that's one of the booklets we're bringing to the campuses.
Ah.
You were going to bring, Are You a Rotten Fish? Because, and that one will be especially important when we go to Oklahoma in October. Because so many kids are detransitioning. And my point is going to be, actually, you probably never transitioned in the first place. And one of the reasons is the lack of clarity in the gospel. We just have to do better. And Jimmy, that was one of your other points. But now you're saying, look out for, you called it like signs and wonders sort of stuff. Stay away from that and just stick with preaching.
Yeah, exactly. The ordinary means of grace. It don't rely on just extraordinary events.
And they're more powerful and they're more lasting.
That's the point here is...
You know, okay, just observationally, something that I saw a Charlie Kirk video here and there. But the people that were speaking at the memorial about his desire to see young men become men and fathers and husbands, not in that order, because it's so good for you. It's so good for you. These ordinary, and by the way, countercultural things, isn't it amazing you have a culture? I think J.D. Vance talked about this, that hates marriage. What? That isn't fond of children? Are we bonkers? And well, the answer, I don't like the term bonkers or insane or any other of those descriptors. I think the biblical language is darkened mind. They have a darkened mind. And their worldview is dark and it's nihilistic and it's bleak and it's not hopeful. And it is contrary even to natural law, not just the Bible, to natural law. Come on. Duh, even the animals get together and make babies. Well, it's just what we're supposed to be doing, and it makes you happier. And if you will, that's kind of an ordinary thing, but it's a more lasting thing. It's a more profound thing. And I actually liked the way that it was spoken about. Okay, so focus on ordinary means. So are you talking about things like Bible, preaching, teaching, prayer. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I agree. But I think a part of it, Jimmy, I think, and I don't know anybody who has captured this with a phrase or description that I think would help bring clarity to the necessity of the local church and why the local, you get into a local church, man. Hey, whatever your perception of it is, whatever your experience has been, put it behind you and become a member of a local church. It will change the trajectory of your life. It is a touchstone. It refocuses you. It sets your rudder straight. It just aligns you with real reality, which is, of course, God and His truth. It's good for you. It's good for you. Jimmy, can I take over as host for just a moment?
Absolutely.
In talking about the local church and the trend that we saw of the number of people who would leave a church because the pastor either didn't talk about Charlie Kirk or they did talk about him. It was both. Now, this is speculation on my part, but I'll share it so that you, pastor, can consider it. Is it possible that evangelicalism has shot every pastor in the foot by persuading them that they've got to be accessible, that they've got to be relatable, that they've got to be a slob like one of us, as opposed to that's an office. And that is one that should be esteemed. And with our wild attempt to be culturally relevant, I think we've lowered the office, which gives permission to people to speak out against all churches that they define as being all pastors who did or didn't speak on the subject. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. We're talking about a pastor here. And I think that mindset exists. I think we've all been infected by that, because I think when there's a lower view of the office of the elder, there's a much easier ability for all of us to critique the guy and maybe to talk smack about the guy, or just to leave the church because, And I think if we elevated the office of elder to where it belongs, not as there's some sort of dictator in the local church, but that is the under shepherd of Jesus Christ. That is the one who has been charged to take care of my soul. I'm going to honor that guy. I'm going to respect that guy. And I wonder if it would cut down on some of the easy criticism that all of us can offer. And it might eliminate some of the church shopping and hopping that so many people, they're just caught in an endless loop. Just wondering. All right, Jimmy, what other points you got to keep the Reformation going?
So this goes probably hand in hand with the ordinary means of grace, and you talked about it a little bit, but I think worship that's weighty.
Yeah, and no argument.
Not emotional manipulation.
No argument for me.
Yeah.
You know, I will say this about the memorial. I think I maybe heard a contemporary song in between. Now, I know they did, like Chris Tomlin. Didn't Jesus Messiah, name above all names? Okay, lyrically, perfectly fine. But in a Christ exalting, if not a little repetitive, but it was Christ exalting. But most of the stuff in between, they were hymns. They were like the old school hymns. I thought that was an interesting choice to show that music, we shouldn't be throwing away the Christian churches, some of our finest musical treasures, play them. And if you're going to do contemporary, that's cool. Just make sure it's weighty and it's worthy of our transcendent yet imminent God. All right. What else you got?
Discipleship. The discipleship, this is how I termed it. Discipleship that reaches the kitchen table.
Because, dude, you're talking about the basics here.
Exactly, but that's Reformation. That's what makes this lasting and not just a flash in the pan moment. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm with you, Daddy-O. But I'm just saying those are the things that we should have been doing all along.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And that would be I think a clarion call to the church and for every pastor to just take a look and go, how am I doing on the basics? This is like an athletic team. Look, what is it, Jimmy? Like blocking, tackling, whatever the other one is, or something.
Scoring.
Score. What are you scoring?
That's right.
All right. Are those things there? Yeah. You got to have the fundamentals in place. All right, you got any left?
Church discipline. Properly administered.
Of course, yeah. As a loving act. What else?
Vocation. Pastors preach, but plumbers also fix pipes to the glory of God.
You know what? I got number 11 for you, okay. If you don't have it already.
Right.
The priesthood of all believers.
Oh, that's good,
or
too.
Or you could tuck it underneath vocation if you wanted to, but we are all kingdom priests.
Yeah.
All of us. And one of the ways, by the way, we preached on this Sunday, the Alpharetta Bible Church, is because the veil was torn from top to bottom, and you now have direct access 24/7 to God himself, and you get to be a priest. You get to be an intercessor. You get to be one who brings petitions to God directly, not just one day a year, but every single second of every day. You done?
Pretty much.
All right, if I do the math on this, did we hit 10?
No, we didn't, but I'm pretty.
Well, then.
I'm still fleshing them out.
I'm getting those texts and emails.
Okay.
Because somebody's got an abacus out there. The bottom line, let's return to the fundamentals. Why? Well, because they're fundamental and they're biblical. That's what sustains kingdom growth. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.